speaker is Joe H. from Ocean Beach.
Good evening. I'm an alcoholic. My name's Joe Hawkins. By the grace of a loving God, strong sponsorship, and a spiritual of action as it's outlined in our AA book, I haven't found it necessary to take a drink since July 15th, 2010. For that, I'm eternally grateful. Yeah, I stole that line, but it finally worked. And I'm nervous. Guess I wouldn't be a human being if I wasn't nervous. I want to help somebody tonight. I want to thank Joe for asking me to do this and participate in my recovery. I was taught a long time ago not to say no, and I haven't, and I've managed to reach uncharted territory because this is my first go-around. There's a guy back there, saw me when I was like 20 years old, and I didn't do anything back then but hang out, so when you do that, you get drunk again. That's what happened to me. I managed for 8 years, I thought, you know. I ended up back in here again in early 2000s. That's when I met you. And I really, you know, was doing the deal. I took the steps. I sponsored people. Hopefully I didn't kill nobody. Got about 3.5 years and did what I hear around here, you know. Actually, I got a job as a merchant mariner for Scripps Institute Oceanography. Like my old man said, Joe, I never met anybody like you in my life. You can fall into a toilet, come out smelling like a rose. It just kind of probably what kept me drunk a long time, you know. Just chance. What happened then, I went out to sea for 4 months. I hung out with my shipmates. I was the only sober guy on the ship. And I started hanging out in bars with them because I was in foreign countries where they didn't speak English. And, you know, I managed. I learned what a dry drunk was. I didn't know it then. I know it now. And I got back and I did that whole, like, teenage high school feeling thing not a part of anymore, you know? And just step back from AA, and you step back from AA, you get drunk. And so I'll identify real quick what makes me drunk, an alcoholic. My first drunk, I was 15 years old. I'm just going to tell you about my first and last because I was a blackout drinker. I was 15. And hanging out with a couple dudes hanging out in front of 7-Eleven. And they got a big gulp and gave him $5. I wasn't really sure what was going on. And they took some money, and I think it was a lumberjack because this was in Florence, Oregon. And I was thirsty. I drank the big gulp. And he came back with a fifth, a Seagram 7, and that was probably the only time I liked Seagram 7. I drank almost, they got pissed off because I drank the mix, they said, but I didn't know any better. They just poured it over ice, and so I drank almost all that, and they were pissed off too, but it didn't matter because I got, you know, the effect produced, you know, just hammered drunk. Suddenly, I could do push-ups with a broken collarbone. I could talk to that girl I had a crush on, but wasn't really talking. I think I remember. And then I heard, here come the cops, and I ran, and that was kind of like my story for life, you know? I can't tell you about any more about high school, really. It's real blurbs. I'm not one of those that, like, took a while or I couldn't get it every day or whatever. I started stealing it from the grocery store I worked at, so I'd be drinking six-packs every night. Beer, because Grandpa died drinking whiskey, and then so my dad, he just drank beer, so I get away from that shit. But then my last drunk, after being here several times, you know, thinking I know it, knowing the history of AA, this and that, hearing all kinds of great speakers, blah, blah, blah. I it was 4th of July in Kaohsiung Harbor in Taiwan. And I was doing like every good drunk, you know, I knew the owner of the bar, this and that, and they let me do the cooking, and it became the Shipmates Bar, and I learned to, they had this drink called, it was Jaeger and Red Bull, that's how I'd start off after work, have a couple of those, and I was cooking, I was doing good, you know, and drinking beers, and the next thing you know, I woke up the next morning, I didn't know where I was, but this Chinese guy in a white smock says, "Where's your passport?" And I always kept it in my front pocket because I was taught what to do, right? But I went in my front pocket. I had no pants. And I had a diaper, I think it was. And I couldn't answer him because I had a tube down my throat. And I was hooked up to all these kinds of machines. And I was looking around and I'm all cut up and everything and messed up pretty bad, and my first thought was I got ran over riding my bike back to the ship. But then my captain showed up, and I guess I found out, you know, later the real story was somehow I fell in between the ship and the pier. And the pier was like this. It wasn't a pier like the OB pier. So I guess that was why I didn't have, you know, fingernails and toenails. I somehow managed to get my arm in one of those rubber bumpers. Nobody knows why I'm here. My mom says I'm here for this. You know, I wasn't done. Shit happens, you know. I swear to God, I'm going to prove to you guys, you're going to tip your hat off to me like they read about. And I got back to make my amends because I'm living the principal's drunk, right? And the captain, the big boss, said, you can't drink on the, you know, when you're on my ships. And this is the only thing I know that's kept me sober any amount of time. No rehab or church or anything like that's ever worked, or, you know, for the ex-old lady or anybody else, the kids. So I came back, and I knew what to do. And I got a sponsor, got a home group. Oh, I forgot, I wanted to say something else funny. I guess this is what happened to La Jolla Speakers, because that was my home group. A few people might get that. Took the steps, and something happened. What happened to me this time, it hasn't ever happened before. I had a spiritual awakening. It was in the fourth step when I got to that other part, not the three columns, where you're looking at who you are. And I don't know, kind of like I'm feeling now a little bit, bringing it up, but like my heart, I got to about name number 5 or 6, and I thought I might be having a heart attack or something, because I don't know what the hell feelings are. And my sponsor didn't answer, my ex-sponsor didn't answer, some AA friends didn't call back. I got a call back from one guy, you've all heard, he's been my sponsor a little while. And what this man told me was, you're not having a heart attack or a panic attack. You're feeling all the pain you've caused other people. You're supposed to feel that pain. If you weren't feeling that pain, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. And he hung up. And I was pretty excited to find out I wasn't having a heart attack. That's what was different. I used to do that four step like a homework assignment, and I never ever had a sponsor question me. I don't know why that happened for me. Find out you really are an asshole. No, you sugarcoating it, right? Not much has changed. But what I've discovered as a result of taking the steps and helping other alcoholics and watching people here, like there's a gal up here, I was with her when she picked up one of her babies 2 days, I think, 3 days maybe. That woman's still sober. And I've heard her share, and she's a whole different person. That's what happens. That's the spiritual awakening they talk about. And if you read it back in the appendices, it must say change or some word of the form change about 24 times or something. That's all it is, change. You know, I'm only an alcoholic because I suffer from a physical allergy. I take alcohol, and there's something in me that wants to just keep going. You know, not everybody's like that. I met plenty of special people, I'm special. Plenty of people extremely selfish, you know, their head don't shut up and all that, but alcohol doesn't do to them what it does to me. It took a long time to learn that. A lot of wasted time. This thing works, and if you're new, or new again, or plan on being new in 30 days or whatever, you know, get a sponsor, take the steps, and hopefully you find a God like I have. Thank you.